Hoi, chummers. I'm Opti. Normally, I play the role of information liberator, fixer, and occasionally Shadowrunner, but today you can call me Mr. Johnson. This isn't my regular format, but given the sensitive nature of what I'm about to say, I changed it up. This info dump is available only for 20 seconds per cycle, and I'll cycle at random times to avoid detection. But since you're hearing it, your team is likely perfect for the job. First, I'm going to slide you a good deal of information before sending you on the run. In my experience, the more prepared you are, the better it is for everyone. The mission concerns the Ancients, the gang, specifically the Seattle branch. When the info dump is through, you hear the details of the run. But first, some details on the targets. The Ancients are a top-tier go gang. Top-tier meaning that they're one of the few gangs that have a dominating presence in more than one city. And in this case, they aren't just spread out across the nation, but are truly international. You can find some Ancients' presence in nearly every major sprawl worldwide, but particularly in Boston, New York, New Jersey, Baltimore, Milwaukee, Chicago, Los Angeles, Denver, Atlanta, and Miami. But their biggest presence remains in Seattle. The term Go Gang is somewhat misleading, because although the gang did indeed start as a motorcycle-loving group and still is, it has evolved much further beyond that, and honestly, if you took the bikes away, you would still have the Ancients be every bit as powerful. They'd just have to use cars or walk. There's about 15,000 Ancients worldwide, and probably about 500 in Seattle alone. You can always recognize an Ancients ganger by two things. First, they're elves only, strictly enforced. And second, they're always sporting black and green, with few exceptions, and most have some variation of a green encircled A anarchy symbol. They have style, I'll tell you that much. The Ancients were started by political exiles from Shir Tarangira. They had some fairly deep ties to Prince Oakforest until things fell apart in the Shir in 64. In the early 50s, the gang was led by a ganger named Wasp and his second-in-command, a razor girl named Sting, but it wasn't too long before an exiled Shir native named Green Lucifer showed up. Green Lucifer was forced out of the Shir and into the Ancients by High Prince Lu Shurhand for an attempted coup. Green Lucifer wrested control of the Ancients from Wasp and co-led the gang alongside Sting for years. Within the last decade, however, Green Lucifer leveraged his leadership and connection to get himself promoted to being Ancients Colonel in charge of the entire west coast of North America, leaving Sting to rule Seattle by her lonesome self. Recent events, however, have changed the makeup of Seattle branch quite a bit. As it turned out, Green Lucifer didn't just leave Sting in Seattle. He left behind a son that he had with some waitress. When the kid grew up, he took the name Belial as a nod to his pop, and he challenged Sting's leadership of the gang with a lowbrow version of the elven Kulhan rite, and some sort of scavenger hunt, I'm told. He won leadership, and now he, along with his lieutenants, a combat-trained mage named Rook, and a speed samurai named Bushido Blitz, rule Seattle's Ancients territory. And Sting is still around, although she just functions more or less like a wandering bouncer, putting out fires and fixing what needs fixing with her unique brand of violence. Belial is not actually a bad guy. He earns his respect, treats his people well, and actually does a bit to help the neighborhoods he rules over. Problem with him is that he drank the Ancients' Kool-Aid. He's unwavering and unteachable in regards to the belief that the Ancients are the end-all be-all in life, even though pretty much no one outside of the Ancients thinks that. Even punks in the Ancients might want to get out someday, but not Belial. He's a true believer. The Ancients initiate new members into the ranks using a modified version of Shir Tarangira's former rite of progression. Recruits participate in physical and violent tests like razor biking and head hurling. They really bear no semblance to traditional elven rituals. Whenever they feel it's time, the gang leader, called the Proctor of the Rite for this purpose, begins the tests. Unlike most Seattle gangs, the Ancients don't just have one area that they base themselves in. True, they have a stronger presence in the Puyallup Barrens, because being so close to the Shir border allows them to recruit Shir refugees, but they are every bit as strong as other gangs in other parts of Seattle. As far as operations, the Ancients are as political as gangs get. They fight for elven rights and elven superiority, but also make the majority of their nuyens smuggling drugs and weapons. To be honest, the more smuggling they do, the less political they're becoming. As it stands now, they pretty much dominate the smuggling routes between Salem, Portland, and Seattle. They don't stop at drugs or weapons either. If you need to get in or out of the Shir, the Ancients might be your best hope. And while smuggling might be their preferred crime, they also do a healthy bit of talus legging and protection rackets on the side, with every other kind of illegal and illicit activity being represented in some fashion. Over the last three decades, they've been in bitter, bloody rivalries with all sorts of other gangs and syndicates. They had a war in the 50s with the meat junkies and the Yakuza, followed up by a war with the spikes and the cutters. They nearly decimated the Halloweeners a few years back and have recently been having some trouble with the other all-elven gang, the Laesa, but they always seem to come out on top. While they don't get along with most organized crime, they do seem to have friendly relationships with the First Nations gang, the Koshari, and a bunch of Nan organizations. And if you can believe it, Green Lucifer and the Ancients have something akin to pop stardom in the Pueblo Corporate Council, especially in L.A., where Green Lucifer is known to spend most of his time. The thing about the Ancients that the other gangs just can't pull off is their military precision. They organize themselves like a military branch, and combined with their access to state-of-the-art weapons, they truly have the ability to get things done. The head general of the Ancients is a guy named Firethorn, redhead mage with a serious attitude problem, and he's the only general they've ever had. And someday, someone is going to tell me how this guy was placed over all the Ancients, but that day hasn't come. Under Firethorn, Green Lucifer is the colonel of America's West Coast. Lucky Liam is over the Northeast. Ironwing rules the Southwest. Spitfire is in the South. Bombshell has the Midwest. Jolly Roger is the colonel of the British Isles. Mask is in Western Europe. Sparafucile keeps residence in the Mediterranean. And Schattenengel is the colonel of Eastern Europe and various other territories. Personally, I can't stand these fraggers. I have a personal dislike of groups that raise one race over another, but some people think they hung the moon. For his part, my chummer Jimmy Kincaid thinks they're all right. They probably are to him, being an elf and all. But if you need to hire some muscle, they aren't as picky as all that when Nuyen's involved. Speaking of Nuyen, now that the background is out of the way, I have a job offer for you. There's no negotiation here, chummer. I tell you the job, and you take it or don't. The pay is 20,000 Nuyen per runner, plus expenses. The job's not typical, though. There's a new gang operating in Seattle's downtown district, bordering on Puyallup. The Ancients have traditionally had that area on pretty heavy lockdown, and have been squeezing protection money out of the non-elven neighborhoods at a disproportionate rate, and getting rather ugly when the locals don't pay. In the last 6 months, though, a new gang called the Deathheads has crept up on the scene and started taking these non-elven neighborhoods back from the Ancients. It's been pretty small-time stuff until recently. The Death Heads, while lightening the load a bit on the non-elven neighborhoods, have placed their chrome go-gang selves on the sites of the Ancients, and it won't be long until they face bloody retribution. For my own reasons, I don't want this to happen. The 20,000 Nuyen plus is for taking up residence in a particular neighborhood for a month, preventing any Ancients from muscling back in. I don't care how it's done, but I don't want any Death Heads injured, and I want the Ancients kept out. Bonus points if no Ancients get killed, but I'm not your mama or theirs. The specific neighborhood is on the border of downtown and Puyallup. The one with Jimmy Choo's Chinese food, the red brick apartments, Sherwood Florists, and Alice's restaurant. Everything from the guns and ammo store to the used bookstore needs to be protected. Once the job is done, head to the Silver Spoke Biker Bar to collect your payment from the bartender. You'll know it's him because he's hardwired to the bar. You have what you need to know. Now, go and sing for your money, you shatter rascals.